Do you want
to
get
are we allowed to just, like, get in?
May 17th through 23rd marks National Public Works Week in the United States and Canada. In recognition of the many contributions of its public works employees, the City of Peterborough invited the public to Nichols Oval Park on Wednesday, May 20th for tree climbing demonstrations, a guided tree walk, giveaways, and touch a truck, where both children and broadcast journalists were given the opportunity to clamber all over heavy machinery. This is Evan Robbins, the full-time broadcast journalist for Trent Radio through the Local Journalism Initiative, and I'm here today with the whole Trent Radio and Arthur crew at
Touch a truck!
I was honking a horn, and then David told me to stop honking a horn.
While my boss was off honking the horns of public works vehicles like they were Hot Wheels, I flagged down a few obliging members of the public works team to ask them about their job and the trucks they drove at it. First, I talked to public works operator Nick Agilakos, who was demonstrating some of the city's fleet.
My position is public works operator 2. Basically, we do all the work for the city, mainly garbage trucks, litter picking, asphalt, concrete. We basically do all the public works jobs, and they all vary from, you know, litter picking, like I said, and just asphalt and all that kind of stuff. So there's a very good variety. There's a very good variety of stuff. So I encourage anyone that is interested to apply and ask questions, and it's a great place to work. It's incredible. Everyone's very supportive, everyone's kind, and everyone works hard.
And any of the trucks that are here today, do you drive any of those?
Yep. Mainly I operate the sidewalk sweeper here. So that's usually for the spring after, you know, all the salt and the sand has gone all over the sidewalks. So we push that all onto the road, and then the sweepers come after and clean it all up.
All right. Anything else you want to add about the event today?
Just thanks for everyone coming out, and we hope everyone's having a great time. We love the community. The community is very kind to us, and we hope everyone enjoys the work we do.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
The Peterborough County paramedics were also at the event, and I was able to speak to first responder Will White about the ambulance he drives.
So I'm a primary care paramedic. I basically do medical service to the county of Peterborough and take them to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does that entail beyond that?
So basically you work in a partnership, so you're working with another paramedic. So one partner will be driving, the other will be attending in the back, doing delegated medical acts and taking care of the patient. So we go respond to 911 calls, take care of a patient, bring them to the hospital if need be, and basically treat what's needed to be treated on the way.
Right. So, yeah. And so this ambulance behind you, is that an example of the kind you would drive in your day-to-day work?
So this is our day-to-day driving ambulance. This is where we use our lights, our sirens, for intense calls, and one of us will be driving in the front, one of us will be attending in the back, and then we've got our stretcher in the back and all the medical tools that we use from day to day. So anywhere from IVs to lifting tools to C-collars and slings and medications and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much.
That was perfect. By this point, I still had yet to get up close and personal with one of the vehicles myself, so I jumped at the chance to sit at the shovel controls of a twin-cabbed excavator. While I was at it, I also got to speak to our operator, Butch, a little about the vehicle I was sitting in.
This is called the Great All. We do a lot of ditching, shoulder work. It's basically another form of an excavator is what it is.
Right, but I see this has two cabs. So do you need two people to operate this?
No. So the front cab is just your cab to get you to location. Once you get to location, you hit the remote button on that, and then you can steer and drive everything from the back cab.
I am currently inside the cab of a large automobile. It's actually not an automobile. It's a piece of heavy industrial equipment. For the record, I'm extremely lucid and sober right now, and there is a massive, massive shovel in front of me. It is like, this is one of the most cool experiences I have had. in my entire life. I want to touch everything. But there's a warning in front of me that says, warning, pinch point, could crush or cut, keep clear. So I am keeping clear. Warning, failure to comply could result in death or serious injury. Operator must be trained and must read and understand operator safety manuals and lift charts. However, local radio personalities were not the only ones out in force on Wednesday. Two busfuls of student field trippers were also at Nichols Oval for the National Public Works Day events. Given the circumstances, there was only one thing to ask them. Which truck was the one that stole the show for them? All right, hey, what's your name?
My name is Mackenzie.
And Mackenzie, you're at Touch a Truck today.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite truck you've seen so far?
Not entirely sure. I think it's one of the ones over there. The red one.
The tractor with the...
That.
The weird forestry attachment?
Yeah.
Do you want to be on the radio?
Sure.
All right. What's your name?
Gina.
And Gina, what's your favorite truck that you've seen so far today?
Probably the paramedic car.
Yeah, the ambulance is awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good one.
For the younger kids, there was also more than just trucks on offer. Greenup had set up a push bike track around the Nichols Oval Loop to get young Peterburns more interested in active transportation. I spoke to Greenup's Education and Active Transport Program Manager, Ashley Bernie Seeds, about the initiative.
So Greenup is here with our active transportation team. We like to encourage kids and families to bike wherever possible, not only because it's fun, because it's better for the environment. So we're here with our little bike playground and some balance bikes for people to borrow for kids to maybe explore biking for the first time ever.
Oh, that's incredible.
We are also here to tell people about our Let's Bike pop-up event happening at the YMCA June 9th from 3:30 to 7. We'll have a full bike playground. Free bike checks, helmet checks, and fun bike games for people to do. It's totally free, and we invite kids and families to meet us there.
Having seen and done most, if not all, of what Public Works Week programming had to offer, I bade Nichols Oval farewell with some cool pictures, lots of audio of idling machinery, and not least, memories to last a lifetime. Public Works Week continues until May 23rd, 2026. You can follow along on the City of Peterborough's Instagram account as they spotlight a different facet of public works every day. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.